Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Beyond Adventure Camp Edition. Yes, guys, this is our second episode. We actually just uploaded our first one today. I am Dan Olategi, the keeper of this story. And yes, we made it look a lot nicer with our walls. We have everybody here, and they're going to introduce themselves right now.
My name is Sonny Fontanez, and I'm playing Connor Young.
My name is Joel. I play Evan McAllister.
I'm Angie, and I'm playing Myra Lear.
I'm Taylor, and I'm playing Bill Gomez.
I'm going to be real, guys. You guys wrote these names, and they were so hard for me to do an outro to. Like, I was like, Myra Lear. Like, because I honestly said Myra wrong. And then McAllister, I was like, I don't think that's written right. But, like,
sure.
And Evan Young, I was just like, oh, that's just easy.
It's Connor Young.
Oh, whatever.
That was so easy. You got my name wrong. It probably doesn't ever be
forgettable. Hey, how about you beat her in a race, okay, bud?
Okay, well, at least I know my own name.
Are you sure? Because last podcast you didn't. I mean, last episode, you were like, and I'm Sonny. I mean, Connor. How was you guys' week?
What was your character's name?
Bell Gomez.
Okay.
Why'd you make that?
Wow.
You were just like,
I forgot. I just want.
Jeez.
He's already acting his character.
Well, guys, how would you guys like week so far? I mean, like, this is now the week prior, but the first day of our episode coming out. How would you guys' week? It took me so long to edit this.
Yes, it did.
10 hours of editing.
I haven't seen podcast recording, so it's really nice, you know, getting together again with everyone. You know, I haven't seen you guys in a good while.
We all saw each other on Friday.
Yes! Yeah, we saw everyone.
What happened on Friday?
That was 2 days ago.
It was, so, this Friday, or past Friday, it was our executive producer's birthday.
His birthday was on Wednesday.
He's getting older.
Is that
what we were? It was on Wednesday, and we celebrated on Friday.
Yeah.
But how old he is.
Yeah, he's an old man now. But happy birthday, Joseph F.
Happy birthday.
We love you so much, and we're glad that you're helping us produce this podcast.
Hey, how about he
pop
in the camera?
No, I don't think so. I don't think he wants to.
You can hear me, but you can't see me.
Ooh.
You can't talk. Hitting you with the John Cena.
Try to get up to
my mic. Hand in my face.
Just imagine that he's a nice fellow.
I'm sorry. My was, I was like, he's a nice Asian fellow. But he's not Asian. Well, a little bit. You're Colombian, I know.
You're Colombian.
Oh, you are half Colombian, my friend.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
What's the other half?
You're part Asian.
Costa Rican.
No.
Wait, hold up. It's Costa Rican?
What?
I thought it was...
I thought your dad was mixed.
I thought you were Filipino.
So you're mixed?
Aha! So you're quarter!
How dare you hide it? How dare you hide it?
Wait a minute. I'm going to need your whole... What was it?
Family tree.
I'm going to need your whole family tree right now.
DNA testing box. Like
the ancestry DNA. We're 23andMe.
Let me get a swab.
It's not even accurate, though, the ancestry thing.
I don't know if it's accurate.
Well, the other one.
I heard
there's 23andMe and there's ancestry DNA.
23andMe.
Yeah.
What do they require from you?
I don't know. I got that from mom.
I heard another podcast. They said something else.
I spend so much money
on 23.
That was for your mom?
I got it from mom. And
did it work?
Like, oh, yeah, I'm really going to use this. And guess what? It expired before she could use it. I was just like, what did I even
do? Bro, Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, mom. I spent $85 on this.
Hey, she doesn't, I don't know if she watches this podcast, but she's going to listen to that. And right when you get home, so I heard what you said.
I love you, mom.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. You guys ready for camp?
As ready as we can possibly be. Let's.
Yeah. All right, then let's go to camp.
Sure thing, buddy.
All of you meet by the bonfire. The wind is blowing through the trees, and the trees shift as if they are shivering from the cold. All you hear is kids laughing and cheering by the fire, keeping warm but also sitting in anticipation of s'mores to come.
Oh, I really wanted to go to my room. What is this?
I really wanted to go ahead and shower as I'm playing with my toy. My Green Ranger.
I'm just complaining because I wanted to go to my room and I get yelled at. That
you
I
stop
can't.
Complaining? I just want to be alone.
At least we get s'mores out of this.
I wanted pudding, but I don't trust that lunch lady.
I'm tired. I want to go back to my room.
Bartholomew Johnson comes up to you guys. All right, guys, gather around, gather around. The campfire's about to start. Woohoo!
Okay.
Scout, Camp Director Bartholomew Johnson walks up in front of the bonfire and in front of everyone. Welcome, campers, to the first day of camp. Who's excited?
I slowly put my hand up normally.
Me.
Oh, I thought you were going to ask a question. No. I was going to be like, put that hand in.
I'll be literally like me.
And then obviously other kids are, woo, yeah!
Sup, Duster?
Honestly?
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Well, I'm glad to see all of you here for another year and also see a lot of new faces as well. Amazing! We are also excited to welcome you and also tell you that this year we will be doing some new things here at camp to make things more interesting and fun for all. This year, starting tomorrow, we will be having events and competitions again this summer. But this year, we will be giving out prizes for the winners. And also, when you participate in activities, you also have a chance at winning things. So, the activities that you guys can win things at will be the following. Capture the flag, archery, swimming races, miniature boat racing, water balloon fights, last man standing, talent show, but there's a specific thing about the talent show. Only one person wins at the talent show. Wood carving, birdhouse making, manhunt, canoe racing, and bird watching. Now, as I said, prizes will be given out for these games. Certain games, you will be allowed to win a pin. These pins will be as good as money. Because if you're able to actually win these pins and win 5 of them, it's not that hard, but if you win 5 of them, you guys will have a chance to trade them in for this.
Ooh.
This is a soda pop.
What do you mean a soda pop? Like, just like a soda?
I'm sorry, do you not provide drinks at this camp?
We're not going to provide soda to drive you guys crazy. We want you guys to be able to actually play in the sun and not dehydrate with drinking so much soda. So no, we will not be providing soda on the daily.
So
no.
The reward is soda?
The reward is going to be a soda. But this is not just any soda. These are special sodas. Not special as in like alcohol, but special as in like...
Well, we're minors.
Their taste will blow your mind.
Do we get to pick the flavor?
No.
Oh, that's whack.
Right. Right.
But
that seems pretty ambiguous. Like, what am I supposed to... what can I expect from that?
Can mine be cream soda?
Are they diet?
Once you guys get it... No, they're not diet.
Okay.
Once you guys get it, you guys will see the truth. And have some fun!
The truth is soda?
But yes, guys, collect 5 pins. These are special pins for this camp that you can get. And they're very cool. You can collect them, but you can trade them in as well. As I said, they are as good as money. And by doing certain activities, you can win pins Or if you're lucky, you can win maybe a soda pop. Who knows? But as for tonight, we're going to be doing a special event. Are you guys ready to hear it?
Sure.
Can I roll to not hear it?
No!
That's wild.
Roll to not.
I've been here before. I don't want to go through this again.
Don't make me call Barry. Okay, guys. So, here's what we're going to do tonight. After this, you guys can choose to have s'mores or go to your cabins. That's okay. But tonight, we're going to do a story time. Now, I came up with a pretty cool... This is the DM, the keeper. I came up with a pretty cool thing. First off, before we tell the stories, I'm going to have you guys pick a number. 1 through 20. And I will roll a dice, a d20, and you guys, who's ever closer to getting... to get into the number that I roll, we'll receive a pin tonight. We are going to do one right now and one at the end.
Oh, God, this could be interesting.
Are you guys ready?
Are we just guessing?
Yeah, just straight up guessing.
1 through 20.
1 through 20. You guys, write it down or write it down on your papers right now so there's no cheating.
So we just pick a number 1 through 20?
Yeah. 1 through 20.
What if, what if two of us pick the same number?
Then you both get a pin.
Ooh.
Oh.
Yeah.
I already got my number.
Yeah. Imagine all of you just pick the same number. I will be livid. Okay, guys. Everybody ready?
Ready?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, man. This is going to be awesome. I can't wait to see. Ready, guys? Here we go with the roll.
I guess.
10.
I got 14.
14. I picked 13.
Hey!
13.
Oh! Our lucky winner is Evan McAllister.
I picked 13 too.
And Belle.
We picked 13. They picked 14.
We were smart. We were smart.
Here you guys go. I think you would appreciate this pin.
Cool.
And I hand him a pin in the shape of a heart with the ocean in it.
Cool.
Or a tree.
That's cool.
And
all right. Well, thanks.
For you, Belle, this pin. And I'm handing her the pin as well. And her pin has a pink. Whoa.
It's like a bus.
A bus kind of truck with palm trees in it.
Ooh.
Show the camera. Show the camera. Show the camera. Hey.
As if we didn't already show the camera.
Now, guys. So this is going to be a special night. Tonight, if one of you guys will volunteer to tell a scary story of your own, I will give out another pin. Do you guys want to try telling a scary story? Obviously, by this, I mean, you tell a scary story, if you think it's scary, whatever, you will roll whether it's good or bad in the end. If it's really, really good and we all agree, I'll give you advantage on it. But if it's just a regular, just like run-of-the-mill story, I'll let you just roll regular for it. Who wants to step up and tell a scary story tonight?
I look away.
I thought we were going to roll for this.
No. So you're going to tell a scary story, and then I'm going to let you roll whether it's good or bad. If it's really good and everybody agrees that it's good, you get to roll advantage on it.
Well, I think that since Myra has experience in this, she's been to this camp before, I think she should go first.
Oh,
I immediately look at Myra and I was like,
Do I need a roll to say I don't want to participate in this?
No, this is all voluntary.
Well, then
I think you just
I'm not going to participate because I have no scary stories.
Well, this doesn't have to be just a scary story about camp. It could be a scary story about your deepest, darkest nightmares. But up to you guys. What do you guys want to do?
I still look away.
The only scary story I have is that I'm here.
Facts.
Well,
he writes something down in his book.
In whose book?
In my little book.
Oh, man.
Bartholomew Johnson's book.
Can we call you Barthy?
No.
Can I ask what you're writing down?
Don't worry about it.
Because I'm right now, as I turn away to look away at you, I'm noticing you're writing something down.
Do you want to roll notice stuff to see if you can see what I'm writing?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
What is my notice stuff, actually? Okay, I got it.
For
39
or
43?
Yeah,
39. What's your notice stuff?
40.
Oh! Ooh. Okay, here. I'm gonna let you read it from my book. Not you.
I'm trying to be sweet. You're not, Connor.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Oh, man. Wait, are you writing that for Myra?
Don't worry about it. Do you want to roll notice stuff as well?
Sure.
Okay, roll notice stuff. I don't know how you're seeing it, but I'm guessing that he's in the middle and y'all are kind of like surrounding
him. So, like, I'm able to, like, try to peek through a little.
Ooh, no, I go over.
Myra, you can't see what I'm writing. Bad show.
Oh, that's how he's seeing it. Because he turned to look at you and I've seen it.
Nice!
I've been watching you the entire time, trying to make sure that you weren't peeking.
So, no one tonight? Oh, that's okay.
I guess I can go.
Oh, really? Are you sure about that, Evan?
Well, the scary thing about my story is that it's a real story.
Be my guest and enlighten us tonight.
It's all haunted story, him and the vents.
Well, you guys don't know me, but I've been through a lot in my life. So I've got a lot of personal experiences. This story is something that happened to one of my neighbors. So, one night, an office worker was working late. He came back home, and he realized that his upstairs neighbor was making a lot of noise. Too much noise. He was bumping around a lot of things, playing a lot of music, and it was just... He got so annoyed, right? So he went upstairs, and he went to go see what was going on with his neighbor. Knocked on the door, right? But as soon as he knocked on the door... You know what he heard? A gunshot. And then dead silence. He didn't know what to do, and he was frightened, so he just ran immediately downstairs back to his apartment. He tried calling the police, but then all he heard was a dial tone. Somebody cut the telephone wire. He didn't know what to do. And then, out of nowhere, from his roof, he starts seeing blood seeping into his apartment, falling into his apartment from upstairs. The next day, I came back. I was sleeping over my friend's house.
I was tripping there. Hey,
wait. How'd you hear about this story?
My mom told me about it.
Oh,
my mom. Very detailed. You were really paying attention here.
I did see the police and everything when I came back, though. And, yeah, that all actually happened.
Well, let's give an applause to Evan McAllister! Okay, so what you're going to do right now is... Okay, let's raise of hands. Was his story scary?
I think it was pretty scary. I jumped.
Yeah, it was pretty scary.
Okay, so you get advantage. Roll a D... Actually, you know what? I'm actually going to roll... Roll spooky stuff! And you get to roll twice because it's
advantage. Oh, no.
All right.
I have 11 on there. All right, so what am I doing? Rolling what?
You're going to roll spooky stuff.
Okay.
To find out if that story actually spooked kids. But you get to roll with advantage because out of the 39 campers around, these four said that it was scary. So we're going to say that that's like the result of everybody in there. But you get to roll to see if it really was spooky.
D100?
D100.
It's not really on.
It's
74.
Oh, okay, 74.
Okay, roll again. You get advantage.
20. 41.
Never mind. Mm. 74.
There was no way he'd make it to his number. Yeah, because we all put
Well, I mean, hey, he gave his head. But hey, It's a good one for trying. Good job. Let's go.
It was scary. Don't listen to him.
I feel like this is right.
But that's a consolation prize.
Nothing's scarier than reality.
You get, I will say, and you get to write this out on your sheet, I will give you an extra 10 roll that you can add on to any dice roll that you want. Okay? Ooh. So you get to roll an extra 10, a D10. Mm-hmm. And let's say like you roll something and you miss it by like 5, I will get you are allowed to roll a D10 and whatever it is you add it to that roll as a consolation prize.
That's pretty
cool. Forever?
No, you only get one roll. Forever.
Forever.
Crazy.
So once I use it, it's gone.
Yes. So be wise. Be wise.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Well, what do we say to Evan here?
I just casually, yay, Evan.
Yay, yeah. Good job.
And then you hear kids in the back, woo! That wasn't that scary, but I mean, like, it was better than nothing.
At least I'm actually trying, you bozos.
A kid in the back tries to throw their pudding at you.
I parry.
Roll dodge.
100?
100. Yeah. You have a dodge stat.
I do have a dodge stat. There it is. 40.
Okay.
I'm going to kill. 86.
Oh!
Oh my gosh.
It lands on your shoulder.
Ah. Well, you kind of deserve that, Evan.
Hey.
It's not like a hater.
Young.
Young, I don't want to hear anything from you right now.
Well, that's what you get for leaving me behind.
On a last
man.
Name basis.
I just
you
want
know
to
what?
Home. I honestly don't even
actually, care. Evan, roll be bossy.
You just want me to get bullied. 93.
You feel intimidated by Connor.
my knees start shaking.
Oh my god. Putting chivalry all over you.
Well, face. Guys.
Whatever, man.
Did you have a stutter when you came to camp?
No, what are you talking about?
Are you shaking, Evan?
I was going to make you roll again, but I'm going to leave right there. Okay.
For my own sanity, thank you.
Well, everyone, that was a pretty good story. But would you guys like to hear another story?
Sure.
I'm just done for tonight. I don't know if I could take any more.
I heard a shirt. Let's go.
I whisper under my breath. No, thank you.
Okay. Four campers go into the woods to have a nice little campfire outside. During the night, they hear rattling in the trees around them. They think it's just an animal, a squirrel. Nothing to be worried about. But one of them has to go pee. They get up and they leave with a lantern in their hand. So all you see is a silhouette of him outside. One of his partner looks outside because it's dark outside. She gets a little worried. As she sees Connor's light go away little by little, she can hear things. Twigs crunching around her, leaves being stepped on. And she feels somebody just touch her tent. A little scratch. A little rustle of the tent. She yells out, "Babe, is that you?" No words. No noise. Just the wind blowing. Suddenly, the tent opens. It's her boyfriend. Oh, what happened? I tried to step around, but it got too spooky out there. So I decided to come back. As he's trying to get into the tent, he feels a tug on his leg. He's like, "What the?" Then something grabs his leg and yanks him out of the tent. With the lantern. All you see is, outside of the tent, the silhouette of him being attacked, being bitten on his neck, ripping him apart. The girl screams at the other tent. The other two campers that were with her are screaming, "What's going on? What's going on?" They run outside, but they themselves are pulled into the trees. The girl is like, What do I do? As she tries to reach for her phone, she hears a ripping of her tent, and then a hairy arm try to grab her and yank her out of her tent. The next day, people go outside looking for those four campers. They only find three bodies belonging to these campers. One body was stabbed and multiple bones broken. They found dead. The other body belonged to a young man who was still alive but stabbed and beaten so badly his face was unrecognizable. He would live, but his face would never be the same. And the third body was never found. All they found were bloody shoes in the middle of the forest. Everybody else was found dead, but one body was never found. Only their bloody shoes. All right, campers, there you have it. Now, we are going to do one last roll to see who gets the last pin for the night. Are you guys ready?
Sure. Whatever takes us back to the cabin.
Connor's holding his stomach because he has a fart.
Oh, come on.
I'm saying the character, not in real life, the character.
Is it not you?
I inch myself further away from Connor because I just can't stand him.
Such a boy.
Okay, guys, pick a number.
Honestly, especially in a stressful situation. Again? Like
you say that after he intimidated me?
1 through 20?
Yeah, 1 through 20, guys. Pick a number.
1 through 20?
Oh, boy. Here we go.
All right. Oh, wait. Yes.
Done.
Everybody ready?
No.
It's in one number, dude. I mean, Connor.
Come on, Connor.
Okay.
All right, here we go. 15.
Oh.
18.
11.
7.
7.
Are y'all copping each other?
Yes.
The number is 15.
I got 11.
18.
7.
7.
All right. It looks like Connor Young has won our next pin. Yay. Let's go, Connor. Here we go, Connor. Ooh. There you have it. I'm handing him a pin.
As you can see right here.
It's a lounge chair. And it's not big enough for me.
Is it?
It's a pin.
To be fair, what chair is big enough for you? Let's be honest.
You're just trying to hurt my feelings. My goodness. Oh my gosh. At least I'm not covered in pudding.
Do you have any? Oh! I'm feeling the tension tonight. All right, guys. Now you guys can choose to have s'mores or head back to your cabin. It's all good.
I'm going to my
cabin.
Have
a good night. And thank you so much for joining us. And welcome to camp once again. All right, guys, today's sponsor is Guildhall, guys. If you guys haven't heard about it, come and check it out. They are amazing. There's so much to do here. If you guys are looking to just have fun with all of your friends, you can rent out a spot just to play games here. You can rent a Switch from them. You can even bring a console from home and play it here. It's so amazing. And their drinks, so good.
Literally, you guys could go ahead, rent out a room, play a D&D session, go ahead out there in the middle of the floor, go ahead and play some Warhammer. There's also some local tournaments you guys could go ahead and join in, Digimon, Yu-Gi-Oh, One Piece.
They have it all.
Valorant, I think so. Yeah, they do.
Yeah, it's a great community that they have here because everybody here is so genuinely nice. And also everybody will bring you into a game. You guys can also, if you're hungry, get food here because they actually serve food here. This is one of the first few places that I know that you can play cards and also get a meal to eat. It's great. They have ramen. They have ramen, guys. They have pizza. They have so much to offer here. Check it out, guys. Their drinks are great. This is the Ichigo. They also have an Itadori drink that is phenomenal.
Come to boba slushies too.
Oh yeah, they got bobas. They got slushies. They got so much to offer. So come check it out, guys. Guildhall is definitely the place to be if you got nothing else to do and if you want to hang out with your friends or if you want to make new friends. This is a great place to come. Come check it out, guys. Thank you so much for sponsoring us, Guildhall, and I can't wait to see what you guys do next. Everyone is on their way to their cabins. Unless
finally!
You
guys...
You hear
a finally. No.
Please. I'm waddling away.
Do that in your cabin.
Just look,
on the way to your
I
cabin.
I couldn't hold it, okay?
Finally going back to the cabin.
Okay. On their way to their cabin, can you guys please roll notice stuff?
Okay. Evan, get your own dice, Evan.
I think it's 26 for you.
40. I got 40. I just got my number.
Mine's 82. That I noticed.
I noticed something. I rolled a 26, and my notice stuff is 45.
What'd you get this time?
13.
Okay.
13.
13, in case you didn't hear me.
Evan, Connor, and Myra notice this boy.
Uh-oh.
And... he's like, he says to you guys, psst, psst, hey guys, come here, let me show you a little something.
Wait, can I choose not to approach?
Man, just put a drug out in into the
You guys notice.
Wait, so it's me, Myra, and Atto?
Yes, oh my god. Okay, what you guys see is, you guys see a little boy. Not too little, like maybe like you guys' ages, maybe 11, 12. So he's quite handsome in a rough diamond way.
That's even this, that's just real.
Man, I should have rolled notice stuff.
and he has dark hair that's slicked back, just like the camp director. But he's a younger 12-year-old kid, and he's very handsome, has a rough diamond way, and has a black slick back hair.
You say he's handsome?
Very.
What's his appearance, Dad? I bet I'm better.
What?
I'm gonna give it like a 75.
I'm better.
guys, come here.
Can I choose not to approach?
I'm standing there staring at him.
I can see him. I'm watching him, but I do not want to approach.
Slowly, I'm staring at him first.
Okay. So do you guys come walk over? I know she doesn't.
I will slowly go.
I try to walk past him.
Don't
to my
snitch
cabin.
Me out here.
No, no. Okay, and then he kind of tugs at your shirt.
I'll be like, what do you want?
Okay, listen, guys.
I hope he doesn't smell my fart.
I got definitely something you guys definitely want. Let me show you guys. And he opens up his shirt, and he shows you guys flashlight, glow sticks, rope, sticky hands that glow in the dark, fruit snacks, crackers, and the Austin magic pistol.
You're like on the edge here of like a creeper. And like...
Is he like the...
He's like,
hey kids, you guys want to see what's in my coat?
Yeah, he's like the weapon seller from Resident Evil 4.
He's like, listen guys, my name is Alfie. And I can get anything you guys need. Right now, this is what I have. Are you guys interested? You know, it gets real dark here at camp. Not you guys.
It gets
real dark here at camp, and you guys need a little light? I got you a little light.
Oh, wait, what is it again?
Wait. I'm noticing them, but, you know... Okay, I saw Alfie open his coat.
Roll notice stuff again.
No, why?
You're walking away.
I wasn't walking away. I didn't
oh,
approach.
Oh, yeah.
I'm watching him,
okay.
But I didn't approach. So all right. The moment all right, he
fine.
Opened
now
his
now
coat,
she...
I look
whoa, whoa,
over.
Now she
okay.
Wants to see
it's
again.
Like a blazer, by the way. It's not like a trench coat, like, oh. No,
yeah,
it's
yeah.
A...
That's what I'm thinking.
It's a freaking...
Like...
It's like a bomber jacket that he opens up and you can see in the pockets.
Nah. This guy's all trying to go flashing people in the woods.
Right? Like, yeah, a 12-year-old kid's going to flash
people. Listen, when I noticed that, I looked over Evan's shoulder.
Okay.
At that point, I was approaching. I guess I was walking back.
You probably, I would say you heard him.
You look over my shoulder.
And I look over his
shoulder. What do
you want? I'll be like, come on, guys. Look. Either you could trade some pins for it, or maybe we can work something out. You do something. I give you this. You do a little something for me.
So you're a camper here.
Oh yeah, yeah.
But, you were in the bonfire.
I gotta make a little something. You know, the grind never stops, as some would say.
Where do you even get all these things?
Don't worry about it.
What's the items he's carrying again? A flashlight?
He's carrying a flashlight, glow sticks, rope, a sticky hand that glows in the dark, fruit snacks, crackers, and the Austin Magic Pistol.
The Austin Magic Pistol.
All right, I officially walk away because I don't have money or a pin to trade for anything.
Okay, hey, whoa. We can work something out. Tomorrow they're giving out ice cream in the mess hall. You get me one, I'll give you whatever you want tonight. We got a shake on it, though.
What's your name?
Name's Alfie.
Yeah, he said that.
I said that.
I wasn't listening
to you. I'm staring into that pistol as everybody's like talking. I'm looking at that.
What do you think, kid?
Kid? Aren't you? You're the same age as us. What do you mean, kid? Unless...
Stay in your lane, kid.
Huh?
So, I'm choosing not to go through with your proposal because I like ice cream.
So Alfie.
Okay. What were you gonna say?
So Alfie, you said I could give my pin for that magic gun.
Yes, sir.
What kind of?
Unless you want to trade an ice cream, maybe a pudding cup. You know, something that tingles the tongue.
A pudding cup for the gun?
This Alfie's
maybe
a creep.
Two
very suggestive.
Pudding cups.
Two pudding cups?
Who's that here?
Okay, you got yourself a deal. I'll do that.
Okay, then.
Jeez, you really are a sap.
Whoa. He's a smart investor. Because who knows what goes bump in the night, kid.
At least what do you want all these pins for, anyway?
At least I eat my pudding cup.
I need my fix of
Connor,
my
are you sure you want to give those away?
Two pudding cups?
Yeah. You're not going to get hungry?
Well, yeah, but it looks like it's Tommy's gun.
Oh, and I'm sorry. This is me not making a fat joke. I'm not McAllister. I'm not bullying Connor like
take
that.
Take some chances.
Thank you,
No, thank you. I'm a nice
character. Okay,
so.
A jerk.
He works out a deal with you. We shake on
him. Yeah.
Alfie's like, you won't be disappointed. I have a card that I will be printing out to give to you to give you the stats of that Austin magic gun.
Okay.
And everything. Because it's actually like, you know those popper guns?
That you, that's what I kind of figured.
But this is a 1950s one, which back in the day,
that's basically like
actually,
an actual gun.
It's like almost like an actual gun.
I know what you're talking
but
about.
But it misfires.
I used to have one, yeah.
So you have to roll for it to see if it misfires or if it works.
Oh, okay,
yes.
cool.
So
cool,
I will
cool,
be giving
cool,
you a card
cool,
about
cool.
that next session.
Okay.
And you, listen up, okay? Just to show you I'm a nice guy, I'm going to give you the glow sticks, okay? Just a show of trust.
I already have a flashlight, though. Do I really
you
need those glow
have,
sticks?
Hey, you
a
never
rope
know. Flashlights yeah. die.
You didn't notice that. How about the rope you said you had?
I said the glow sticks.
The no deal.
I'm giving to you for free.
I don't want it. I'll take it.
Alfie strikes again.
Alfie, I wish I had an answer for you, but I don't know. She seems like a bit of a weirdo.
Amen, brother. Here you go. And he hands you the glow sticks, which I will be giving you. So the glow sticks will be like, you get two glow sticks. These glow sticks, you're able to use them whenever you deem them like you want to use.
Are they already cracked open?
No, they're not cracked. They're brand new. They're still in the packaging.
Okay.
Okay, but you only have two.
Okay.
So you can use them whenever you want them. You can write that in your inventory. You write down that you have the awesome magic gun, but you owe 2 pudding cups.
Okay.
So you can only get 1 pudding cup a night. You have to figure out how to get another pudding cup.
Okay.
He's gonna steal Connor, you're going to stop.
He's going to steal my pudding cup. I heard.
He just picks it up on the ground.
Or he's probably going to take yours because you're not going to eat it.
You know, after what happened last time, that might happen.
Okay.
He befriends the lunch lady.
Now, everyone adjourns to their cabins. Everybody brushes their teeth, washes up, takes a shower, and gets ready for bed. The night is a breezy night, not too cool, not too hot, but just right for tonight. You just heard episode 2 of Beyond Adventure Camp Edition. We really hoped you liked it and decided to keep following for more. We enjoy making this content and have a lot of fun and laughs, but guys, it's not cheap. So if you want to help us out, consider joining our Patreon. And you will also get special perks by joining. Yes, guys, we actually did another story previous to the camp, and we had a lot of fun because we can see our players starting to create their characters from scratch. It's a lot of fun, and you guys will definitely enjoy it. Also, guys, if you guys want to send us a message and maybe give us ideas for the story, or maybe throw in names that you guys want to hear in the story, we'd love to hear from you guys. Hit us up on our social media. Beyond Adventure cast consists of Sonny Fontanez as Connor Young, Joel Ortegi as Evan McAllister, Angie Ortegi as Myra Lear, Taylor Cruz as Belle Gomez, and me, Dan Ortegi, as the keeper and editor of the podcast. Intro and outro song is Campfire Stories by Daniel Matos. Follow him on his Instagram at daniel.matostjd for more. Also, guys, a great thanks to our sponsor, Guildhall. Follow them on their Instagram at guildhall.lounge. And we have social media as well. Our Twitter is at Beyond Adventure, but instead of the E at the end, it's an underscore. Instagram is beyond_adventure22. Also, remember to drop a like on the YouTube and also subscribe, guys. And if you're listening to this on a podcast streaming service, remember to leave us a 5-star rating. And also, if you can, get notifications for when we come out for more, with more. So I hope you guys had a lot of fun, and I hope you guys join us for our next camp adventure.